The war in Iraq will play a major role in voters' decisions tomorrow, not only in the presidential race, but in some local races, too. In Orange County, California, Tom Umberg is an attorney and a Democrat running for an open seat in the state legislature. He's also a colonel in the Army Reserves. And last summer, he had to stop campaigning when he was called to active duty. Now his wife, Robin, is his campaigner-in-chief, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
All right, I'm going to the hall.
Robin Umberg is on her way to greet volunteers, with Tom casually tucked under one arm. Tom is what she calls the life-size cardboard cutout of her husband that accompanies her to every campaign event.
And he's getting a little bit beat up. I had to do some crazy glue on the back to hold him together.
The real Tom Umberg is currently going back and forth between the Pentagon and Guantanamo Bay, where he's prosecuting some of the detainees. And though Robin Umberg is doing her best to carry on her husband's campaign, she says she doesn't feel right talking about his positions on specific issues.
And so what I end up letting folks know is, here's his resume, here's his life of service, here's what he's done, the kind of man he is. He is a bright man with tremendous integrity.
Tom Umberg's resume includes serving as an assistant U.S. attorney and a couple of terms representing this district in the state assembly in the early 90s, so he's not unknown here, which is lucky for him. Because while Robin Umberg won't discuss specific issues, Tom Umberg can't, even by mail or on his website. Military rules prevent active duty personnel from engaging in almost all kinds of political activity.
Sorry about that. I'd love to do it, but can't do it.
Tom Umberg was at the Pentagon the past few days and agreed to an interview as long as there was no discussion of politics. He says he was not particularly surprised to be called up. Anyway, he says the Umberg family has some experience with this kind of thing. His wife is also a colonel in the reserves, and she was called to active duty during the Persian Gulf War.
And left me at home with three children, a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And the day that she was called was the day I was sworn into the legislature. It was a challenging time for all of us. They don't remember it very fondly.
Right now, it's a challenging time for Umberg's opponent, Otto Bades.
It's like shadow boxing. You know, you can't find the guy, or boxing in the dark. You know, you can't see the guy, you can't find him.
An absent opponent isn't Bades' only challenge. He's a Republican running in a predominantly Democratic district. But Bades can tout his background as a former police officer and a businessman. And as a Guatemalan immigrant, he feels he can connect with the district's growing Latino population. Bades also lets voters know that, like Tom Umberg, he too served in the military in Vietnam.
The only difference is that I really serve my country in the front line, which is a little different than what he's doing right now. So he's not dodging bullets like we were back in the old days.
Tom Umberg is the first to acknowledge that he and his family have things a lot easier than many of the reserves called to active duty.
I sleep in a bed every night, and you know, there are others that have made tremendous sacrifices, far exceeding anything that we've done.
Umberg hopes to be finished with active duty and sleeping in his own bed before Christmas. If he wins the election, that means he'll be home just in time to be sworn in and take a seat in the state assembly. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.